This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Good evening again. This is Prophetess Lisa Tebow with the Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries for this broadcast today under Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. We are so happy to have you in our midst. We're so happy to be alive and, again, able to air today. Before we go any further, let's just continue in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your protection, Lord God. We thank you that we were allowed to see another day that wasn't promised, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Lord. You're an awesome God. You're a forgiving God, a loving God, and Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you for this week that has passed, that we are allowed to see another Friday, Lord, in this month of May. Lord God, we just thank you. You're an awesome God, a loving God, a forgiving God, Lord, and we're just grateful, grateful, grateful. Lord, before we go any further in this prayer, we ask that you examine us from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord. And if there's anything that's not like you, Lord, please remove it, Lord God. If we are guilty of any sins, Lord, both known and unknown, Lord God, we ask that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and as you forgive us and throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, Lord, help us to forgive others, Lord God. And most of all, Lord God, help us to forgive ourselves and pick up the pieces, Lord God, and go forth as you have purposed and ordained us to be and do. Lord God, we love you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all the honor. We just thank you for Pastor Jay and the Blog Talk Radio program, Lord, that allows us to come to the people to get a word, Lord God. We just thank you that she hears from you and that she's opened up the doors for this opportunity. We're grateful and thankful, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask that you be in the midst, Lord God. We ask that you just visit the sick rooms, the beds of afflictions, wherever people are that are sick, Lord God. We ask that you just be in the midst, Lord God. Touch right now and heal and deliver. Lord God, we just want you to strengthen and comfort the family members as well as the person who is sick. Lord, give them the strength and the courage to go through whatever this valley is that they're going through right now, and know that it's only temporary, that this too shall pass. Lord God, we just thank you that we know that joy comes in the morning. Lord, we're grateful, we're thankful, we're thankful, we're loving you, Lord God, and we thank you for loving us, even when we weren't able and capable of loving ourselves, Lord God. Lord, we just are grateful, grateful, grateful for another Friday. Lord God, we just ask that you be in the midst of all those families who are mourning the loss of loved ones, Lord God. People have passed and we weren't able, or people weren't able to attend funerals or view bodies or go through the normal things that we normally do, gathering when people die, Lord God. We just ask that you just strengthen and comfort those family members, Lord God. Comfort them like no one else but you can do. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Lord, we just ask that you just be in the midst. Help us to decrease while you increase, Lord, because when we're weak, you are yet strong, and we just praise you for it, Lord God. Lord God, we are just grateful for the opportunity that you have given us, for the limbs that we have, the hair on our head, the food on our tables, and the means that you have given us to be able to sustain the items that you have allowed us to acquire. Lord God, we just bless your name. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We praise you. We love you. We ask all these prayers in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We'll be coming, the scripture today will be 1 Peter 1, 14 through 25. 1 Peter 1, 14 through 25. That is the New Testament. It's closer to the back of the book. So if you have your Bibles handy, we're in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 25. And it reads, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance, but as he hath," 15, "but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Let me reread verse 25. "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." I've read to your hearing 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 25. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, especially the doers of his word. And Apostle Tebow will be here speaking to you under the title of Embracing God's Standard for Righteous Living. Embracing God's Standard for Righteous Living, found in scripture verses 1 Peter 1, 14 through 25. Amen, amen, Apostle.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Prophetess Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us tonight. Amen. We are grateful and thankful because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And we are grateful for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. Just in the next few minutes, amen, again, like you said, amen, just pray with us and for us. Amen. The Lord will just have his way within our lives today. Hallelujah. Embracing God's standard for righteous living. In other words, living according to God's righteous standard. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God. Hallelujah. We know that God's ways are higher than our ways. And hallelujah. His thoughts are higher than ours. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Hallelujah. Sometimes we look at things different from what God looks at it. Amen. But his ways for a believer of Christ, his word is the standard by which we should live our lives after. Amen. Because we serve a holy God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. He wants us to be holy. And the Bible says, what to come out from among them says he's the Lord. Amen. We once was born in sin and took upon the sin nature. Amen. So we was living according to the way that we was born into. Hallelujah. But thank God when we gave our life to Christ. Amen. And we became born again. We had born again experience. We became born again on the spiritual level. And now we know the truth. And the truth will set us free. So we may be in the world, but we're not of it. We abide by the standards of according to the kingdom of God. We're one of God's kingdom kids. Amen. Hallelujah. So Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Here, we want to know exactly what the word righteousness means. Righteousness is defined as behavior that is morally right. Such behavior is characterized by accepted standards of morality, justice, virtue, or uprightness. Again, righteousness is defined as behavior that is morally right. And such behavior is characterized by accepted standards of morality, justice, virtue, or uprightness. You see, the Bible, the Word of God, is the standard of human righteousness in God's own, in God's eyes, which is God's own perfection in every attribute, every attitude, every behavior, and every word. Thus, God's law are given in the Word of God, both to describe his own character and constitute the plumb line by which he measures human righteousness. God is a merciful God. Oh, yes, he is. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. In the book of Psalms 33, verses 18 through 4 through 22, it says, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For his heart shall rejoice. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Embracing God's standard for righteous living. Trust. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So true righteousness is possible for mankind, but only through the cleansing of sins by Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, and also the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we as human beings have no ability in our own ability to achieve righteousness in and of ourselves. We have believers of Christ possess the right as believers of Christ. We possess the righteousness of Christ as believers of God. we possess the righteousness of Christ. Because in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "For he," talking about God, "has made him," Jesus Christ, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." This is an amazing truth, that on the cross, Jesus Christ exchanged our sin for his perfect righteousness, so that we can one day stand before God, our Father, and he will see not our sins, but the holy righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus, he was the perfect one. He knew no sin. He was all around sin. But yet and still, in righteous obedience to God, he sinned not. So this means that we are made righteous in the sight of God. That is, that we are accepted as righteous and treated as righteousness by God on account of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. He was made sin so that we are made righteous. He became poor that we may be rich in him. You see, on the cross, Jesus was treated as if he were a sinner, though he was perfectly holy and pure. And we are treated as if we were righteous, though we were defiled and depraved. Again, on account of what the Lord Jesus Christ had endured on our behalf as believers. We are treated as if we had entirely fulfilled the law of God and has never become exposed to its penalty. Embracing God's standard for righteous living, it is essential and it is important for us as believers of Christ not to get big-headed, but to be thankful to God that he has extended his mercy, his unrighteous, unmerited favor upon our lives. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, the Apostle Paul is writing to his spiritual son, the young preacher by the name of Timothy. And he's telling him also to let us know here in 2020 that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Brothers and sisters of Christ, in the society that we live in 2020, and God's word is oftentimes being compromised. Sometimes, even as born-again believers, we, in order to be in and to fit in, sometimes will compromise in order to be part of the group. But I stop by to let you know that as a born-again believer, there's a standard that we must uphold. There's a stand that you may have to take. You may be the only one that will stand up for righteousness. But it's required of us to be different. Yes, God has brought us out so that we may be different, that we may be able to show an example to the world of what Christianity is all about. Embracing God's standard for righteous living, it is a lifestyle that God approves of, which is a kingdom-minded lifestyle based on the scriptures, on the word of God. In John 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You see, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's peace, power, in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is also one of inner peace. You see, inner peace during these difficult times is very vital and important for righteous living. Yes, the foundation, every foundation in this hour is being shaken. From the White House to your house and mine, even in the church house. So that's why we have to be settled, unmovable, taking a stand for righteous faith. Righteous living in God's eyes is according to his word. If we are out of alignment, we have to ask God to help us, bring us back in alignment with his word, to be able to listen to his voice, to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit. Inner peace is something you can't buy. Inner peace is something you can't earn. Inner peace is having a relationship with Jesus Christ, an ultimate, intimate relationship on a daily basis. Inner peace comes by us praying, seeking God's face. Hallelujah. Not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. No, each and every day of our lives. Because we are, hallelujah, the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus did for us. You see, walking with Jesus as a child of God, in obedience to God's word, it allows us to experience inner peace. It allows us to not be fearful, but to take a stand on God's word. See, the Bible says in the book of Galatians, for us don't be weary in well-doing, because if you faint not, in due season, you shall receive the promises of God. And one of the promises is inner peace, joy, and the Holy Spirit. So we can say that kingdom living must be expressed by the inner peace that comes from knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Yes, embracing God's standard for righteous living. You see, the kingdom of God is also one of joy that the Holy Spirit can release in our lives. You see, weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Here in the book of Acts, 13, verse 49 through 52. The word says, "And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their region. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. There'll be times when God will lead you, direct you to go do an assignment. But we got to be ready to tell people. Go out and tell about the gospel, the good news. There'll be some that will receive it, and there'll be some that will reject it. They did it in Jesus' day. So we are not above the master. As followers of his, we're going to face rejection. We're going to face persecution. We're going to face suffering. But through it all, if we endure all the way to the end, we shall be saved. So embrace him. God standeth for righteous living. Bible says all that will live holy, all that will live according to God's word, will suffer persecution. Persecution is part of the package. They persecuted Jesus, and he wasn't a sinner. Bible says that he was a perfect one. He was around sinners, but yet he didn't sin. We, as born-again believers, have to get ready. In the time that we are living in, persecution will rise up like never before. Because Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to prepared place. So here, just like Barnabas and Paul, they was rejected by the people in Iconia. All you can do is just tell them. Tell people the one the Lord leads you to. Let them know about the good news, the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Let them know that there is truth that we must live by. Let them know that there is a reason for them living. Give them the word of God. Because the Bible says one plant, one water, but God bring forth the increase in their lives. So we, as a church, as individuals, have to understand that even in 2020, God is still in the soul-saving business. He's still in the miracle-working business. He's still able. Church, you see, church as a whole, church as we know it, was never meant to be a solemn assembly, but it was meant to be a celebration of victory. It was meant to be a house of prayer. It was meant to be a time of fellowship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here in 1 Peter 1, verse 8 and 9, it says, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul." Embracing God's standard for righteous living. Therefore, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, it is to practice righteous living before God. Yes, Lord. Bye.
then I've been to myself. That's why I give this to no one else.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Yes, God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He is a God that sits high in the globe. He knows us all by name. The very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful for it. So tonight, we are talking about embracing God's standards, standard for righteous living. Therefore, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, it is for us to practice right living before God, in God, before God, here in 2020, by cultivating inner peace from God and experiencing joy through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Spirit of the Lord lives within you. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, He can lead, guide, and direct you. So believers of Christ, the Word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth is the standard for Christian. You know, things are changing at a rapid pace. But God's Word itself, God's Word won't change for you or for me. And we can't look at God's Word as a buffet table to pick and choose what we want to. No, it is already set. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, it said, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Every Christian, every believer of Christ, every child of God has the responsibility to prove everything they hear. and by the witness of the Holy Spirit to his truth. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening and those that will be listening later. Every child of God, every believer of Christ, every Christian has the responsibility to prove everything they hear by the word of God and by the witness of the Holy Spirit to its truth. That's why the word of God says for us to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if they are of God or not. Because indeed, in the times that we are living in, false doctrine is running rapidly, embracing God's standard for righteous living. Believers of Christ, remember this. We are not exempt from the storms of life on a spiritual basis, physical, mentally, spiritually, otherwise. If we are committed to God, we will obey him. We are not moved by a thermometer up and down and all around. No, we have to be steadfast, unmovable, standing on the word of God, believing his word. As a true disciple and learner of Jesus Christ is one who continues to obey the truth given to him. You see, God has supernaturally protected his word, the Bible, through centuries. Men have tried to destroy the word of God, and also wars have been fought. But the word of God still remains the same, even today. What God requires, Christ provided, meeting God's righteous standard. People of God, all of us have sinned in God's eyesight. From the time that we were born in our mother's womb, we took upon ourselves the sin nature. Because of the fall of man, and we all fell short of the glory of God, we have all missed the mark. Romans 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have all missed the mark and have broken God's law. We have, each of us, have worked iniquity in our lives. Iniquity means immoral or grossly unfair behavior. All have fallen short of God's righteous standard. There is no way in and out of ourselves that we can ever have met the requirements of God's righteousness. You see, justification is only accredited by the law of divine intervention in our lives. So embracing God's standard for living, righteous living, God displayed his son, Jesus Christ, to the world. It says that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Here again in the scripture that was read in 1 Peter 1, verse 18 through 21. It says, for as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with perishable things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, and without spot. You verily were far off, ordained before the foundation of the world. But it was manifest in these last times for you who was by him to believe in God and raised Christ up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Christ Jesus came and redeemed us. You see, redemption means to buy back. It speaks of buying slaves off the slave market. It speaks about Jesus Christ purchasing us, people of God, off the slave market of sin, where we were held hostage, captive by the devil. And Christ set us free. Bible says in John 10:10, and the thief came, come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. What a blessing to know Jesus Christ for yourself, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, when God required, Christ Jesus provided. So embracing God's standard for righteous living is important even today, the times that we are living in. Jesus Christ, he shed his blood, became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. And the debt on the cross cleansed us from our sins. Remember what the scripture says? Without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission of sin. Jesus Christ came to planet Earth and represented man in two ways. He met the standard for the law, and he also lived a sinless life. Jesus Christ paid the penalty of sin by shedding his blood on Calvary. God publicly demonstrated his son Jesus' character to the world. God showed his righteousness at the cross when he poured out his righteous judgment on his son. Jesus took upon himself the sins of man upon his shoulders. Jesus then nailed him to an old rugged cross. They lifted him high and they stretched him wide. You see, God is not passionate when it comes to sin. Not as he condoned it. In other words, when Jesus was on the cross and sin was placed upon him, God had to turn his head. His presence left Jesus Christ. You see, the principle of justification for a believer of Christ is imputed or deposited into your own account. As a sinner, your sins have been transferred on the sacrifice that Christ Jesus made, and declare you innocent on a spiritual level. See in 2 Chronicles 7:5-21, God, for he had made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Embracing God's standard for righteous living. You see, justification is received by faith. Yes, a sinner looks at what Christ did for him or her on Calvary and completely trusts in Jesus' finished work. You remember when Jesus was on the cross, and he said, "It is finished." There's nothing more that we can add to declare ourselves as righteous in God's eyes. It's only through Jesus' finished work on Calvary's cross that we have been accepted by God. Because of Jesus, the sinless one. Because of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, faith declares that you cannot save yourself. And so you trust and rest in the work of Christ. Again, faith is the instrument of justification. And justification is freely given by God's grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor that has been applied to our lives. You see, God, out of his own love and kindness, offered up himself for us. Again, in John 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, salvation is a free gift. So there is nothing that you and I can do or have done to deserve that free gift. But God gave it to us freely. It was given freely by him. Again, God, out of his love for us, gave his unmerited favor, called grace to every believer of Christ. Yes, we are sinners. We deserve the punishment for our sin. But God gives us what we don't deserve, his righteousness and his forgiveness. God's righteous judgment on all people. God is not impartial to his judgment. He will not grade on a curve. God's law is going to be strictly applied. Here in the book of Romans 2, verses 11 through 16, it says, "For there is no respect of person with God. Again, for as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which shows the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the means while accusing or else excusing one another in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to the gospel." Embracing God's standard for righteous living, everyone will be judged according to the standard of God's holy word. The justice of God's judgment will be revealed on the day of Christ, just as the mercy of God's judgment will be revealed on that day. This is very important for us to remember in 2020, even for us as Christians. that God's grace rules out eternal judgment, eternal judgment, punishment, or that God's grace will rule out a final judgment. Oh, no, it will. It will not. Some think so. But here the Apostle Paul let us know that God's grace requires a judgment. God's mercy and grace may be optional, but justice and judgment in a believer's Christ life are not optional. The very confirmation of grace, it requires a judgment. Jesus lived a perfect life in full obedience to the law of God, in thoughts, in words, and in deed. You see, Jesus' mission was not just simply to die on the cross for our sins, but also to live a life of perfected righteousness. Active obedience refers to Christ's life of sinless perfection. Everything Jesus did was perfect. Passionate obedience refers to Christ's submission to the cross, his willingness to go to the cross, which allowed himself to be crucified without resistance. Also his passion, passionate obedience, paid for our sins, our sin debt before God. But it is that act of obedience that give us the perfect perfection that God requires. Thank God for Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, he is the lily of the valley. Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. So embracing God's standard for righteous living while we're here on this earth, while we hear God's, Jesus Terry, God's willing, while we're on top of the earth, to continue to live a righteous life according to his word, his will, for our lives to line up, being aligned with God's divine plan for our lives. Embracing God's standard for righteous living, the word says, endure all the way to the end. We shall be saved. Yes, even now, as persecution grow rapidly, as false prophets and witnesses to the word of God is grown a fast pace, let us, as born-again believers, put our hand in the Master's hand. Let us become followers of Christ. Let us daily pick up our cross, deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus. He is our trailblazer. He is the one that made it possible for us to live this life and made it possible that one day when Jesus comes back to take a prepared people to a prepared place, when we stand before the Father and he present us, the church, to God the Father, that we will hear, well done, thy good and perfect, thy good and faithful servant. Come on up a little bit higher to a place that I prepared for you. And hopefully we won't hear, depart from me, thy workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that be listening in, at a later date, we just pray that the anointing of the Spirit of God will just rest upon this teaching tonight. We thank God for each and every one that's listening, for those that will be listening at a later date, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will just draw you and give you an opportunity to listen, to take into consideration on what have been taught here tonight about embracing God's standard for righteous living. Now, Father God, there may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. May you just intervene in their behalf. Let them come to you with a sincere heart. Let them repent of their sin and let you know how sorry they are. Come to the foot of the cross this night. The word says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let them confess to you, Father God, Jesus Christ. Believe in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness. And with your mouth, confession is made unto salvation. This is your time. This is your season. This is your time to get right with God. This is it. How do you try everything else? Come to him this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. And we'll give you the honor. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching. We hope that you have gleaned something from the message that you can apply to your life and possibly pass it on that will help someone else. Please feel free to contact us if you have questions, if you have topics you'd like to be discussed, or if you have comments. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure and share the number, 347-826-9424, with your friends and family. We air every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing. Have a great weekend. Know that God loves you. We love you. And please be safe and cautious this Memorial weekend. We honor all the soldiers that have died to keep us free and to give us the rights that we do have. Bless you. Have a great weekend. When we pray, the Lord allows us to be back again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.